We actually released
Yeah, I've just been enjoying playing.
Oh,
go ahead. I was just going to say, I think a big thing is that I've been enjoying playing banjo so much. When it came time to write another Draco thing, I was like, well, we got to put banjo in it. It seems to make a whole lot of sense, and it's really fun music. And also, we like throwing curveballs.
We're freshening things up for ourselves as much as anybody
else.
I mean, there's only so much you can say from Draco's perspective. He's not, you know, he's not in the trio. It's not like he gets a whole lot of scene time, quote. So, last year we wrote an album called An Anthology of Slytherin Folk Music, and we were able to sort of separate ourselves from Draco just a little bit and write songs, although it was technically compiled by Draco. He compiled it from songs that had existed beforehand. They were folk songs that were handed down, passed down from Slytherin family.
Oh, wow.
We took some traditional folk songs, like either old Appalachian fiddle tunes, and just wrote Slytherin words to it. Or I took This Land Is Your Land and Slytherinized it, so This Land Is My Land. It all falls together eventually.
We're probably going to release it. We'll probably do a volume 2 at some point.
Absolutely.
Oh, it sounds like a great time. Have you had a chance to listen to any of Tom Felton's music? And if so, what do you think?
Oh, I loved it. It really reminds me of Graham Cox, the guitarist from Blur, his solo stuff. It's very, just like great British rock stuff. I love it. Really well written. I liked it a lot.